Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Necessary result. I think we played well for most parts of the game. There was one period after the first half, so the start of the second half, where I feel like we dropped our intensity. We were kind of, playing with our tails up and maybe a little bit complacent. But that didn't last too long because Arteta was quite speedy in the way that he made the changes. We put on our big game players or our starters or whatever you want to call them. And they just brought energy, intensity, and we finished the opponent off. Jesus with a nice, mazy run through the box. And Vieira to just slot it home just to round off the night. So it was fantastic. It was my birthday yesterday, so, I was over the moon that we got the win. Obviously, I expected us to win against a Bodo Glimt side that are, Norwegian champions, yeah. But come on, let's be real. The Norwegian league is just not the Premier League, and enough said about that. We were expected to win, and we won. Now we've got Liverpool on Sunday, huge game. We don't need to talk about it too much. We'll make it bigger than it is. It's another Premier League game. We're favourites, and rightly so. We're the best team in England right now. They are, 14 or 11 points behind us. They haven't been great this season. And I think they should be worried. In fairness to the national media and opposition fans and the like, I think we've been given the respect that we deserve. But there's still things that you read and see that just make you angry as an Arsenal fan, because I feel like we've been disrespected for so long. And look, don't get me wrong, when we weren't playing well and we weren't challenging and being up there, the criticism was right. We deserved it. We needed to have it. But I feel like now there's still that bit of unwarranted criticism, I guess. It's not nice to read, but it's also something that can be used as motivation for the players, and I feel like, I hope that that's the case. But we go into this game as favourites, and I think the players will know, because Arteta will make them know, look, we haven't won against them since 2020. We haven't scored a goal against them, home or away. That's embarrassing. No player should step onto that pitch and leave the pitch having not given their all, because there's no excuses. The fans are behind them, the manager's behind them, the media's behind them. When was the last time any Arsenal fan said that? But that's the reality. And I think Liverpool should fear us. They should fear us. We've got a fantastic front three. We've got options off the bench. Fabio Vieira, I'm speaking about, and Nketiah. They're the two players that stand out in my mind, because they were amazing yesterday. And we're just a well-oiled machine right now. And yeah, but obviously the danger of that is, or the danger of any, you know, sort of run like this, is that it can always end, and maybe it will end when you don't expect. You know, for me to give an example, you like the Invincible season 2003-04. Obviously, look, I'm not comparing this team to that team. I can't do that. That's absolute disrespect. But you know, the way that they lost their run was at Man United away, and I believe, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a game. But you know, the way they lost it, you know, on 49 games, it's just so unlucky, you know. So this winning run could come to an end. There's always a possibility. It's the Premier League, you know. I'm well aware of that. But you know, when I look at the people that I've spoken to, opposition fans, Arsenal fans, the general feeling is, look, Arsenal have a good chance of winning, and you know, it's really good to feel like this before a game. And I haven't felt like this for a long time. I literally feel like Liverpool are in trouble when they come to the Emirates. And yeah, I'm going for a 3-2 win. I have a predictions log that I have. You know, I have, I record my predictions, my mum's predictions, school predictions, result predictions. My mum tends to be better than me, because when it comes to school lines, I'm just, I don't know, maybe, you know, the emotion's just there. It's always there, you know. When it's Arsenal, it's very difficult not to be emotional and to separate that emotion. I guess for me anyway, you know, even at times where I believe I'm being objective, that's just what seems to happen. But look, enough about my predictions and stuff. But yeah, I'm going for a 3-2 win. I feel like Liverpool will score goals, Arsenal will score goals, and we'll come out on top. But you know, time will tell. If we don't win, I'll be very, very excited to give my my post match reaction, because as I said, I don't see us losing, and I do not see a draw either. So you know, that's really how I went about my process of coming up with a prediction. I don't see us losing. I do not see there being a draw between us, because historically, Arsenal and Liverpool, they just don't draw. They love scoring goals. I remember that game at Anfield. I think it was 4-4 or something crazy like that. This was years ago. Liverpool had that. We had that that yellow away kit with like blue on the sleeves, with like red lining as well, something like that. So yeah, it's going to be a very, very interesting game. Probably game of the weekend, to be honest, with all that's on it. You know, Liverpool, they need to win, or they're 14 points adrift at the top. You know, if we win, we keep our hands on, we keep our hands at the top of the league. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And hopefully we can come up with that win, but you know, time will tell. Time will tell, but I'm pretty confident, so let's see what happens.